6-8-6-8-6.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Luke chapter 18, starting at verse number 9. Story of a Pharisee and a publican. Now, a Pharisee, I like to say, it wasn't fair, you see. They were the religious hierarchy. You know what a Pharisee would do? And Jesus spoke about this. When a Pharisee would come into the marketplace and see a beggar, he'd stop. He'd first have all his pomp, his regalia, all that stuff on. He'd have all of his contingency with him. He'd stop, and a trumpeter would sound. I mean, literally, that's what the Lord said, when you do alms, don't sound a trumpet. Literally, they would blow a trumpet and everybody would stop and look, and he'd take out an alms and show everyone that he was giving an alms to a beggar. That's why the Lord said, when you do these things, don't let your right hand even know what your left hand is doing, or vice versa. You know, let it be done in secret, that your heavenly Father may reward you openly. Because this is literally what those proud Pharisees did. How many of us do stuff to be seen of men? I want them to see me giving this 100. Lord, deal with our heart. Amen. Our soul cleaves to the dust. Now, the publican was the tax collector. The publicans were crooked for the most part. I don't know what percentage, 99.9. That's why when Matthew got saved, Peter was in an uproar. Because Matthew was the publican that collected their taxes, and he would always skim off and make them pay more tax than was necessary. Publicans were rich. They got filthy rich. Remember Nicodemus? There were publicans that were filthy, filthy rich from skimming, from, you know, doing stuff with taxes that was illegal. So they were hated. Can you get that verse for me? Luke 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous. Selah that for a moment. He spoke this parable to those that trusted in themselves that they were righteous. See, whenever we're comparing ourselves to somebody else, that's self-righteousness. Whenever we're really talking down on someone else, is self-righteousness. It's not God's righteousness. Like that pastor that went into the liquor store, to the pharmacy that you didn't know was in there, and came out with a bag, and you just knew he was going to get drunk. Well, he was taking his wife some medicine. Get it back up for me. That they were righteous and despised others. That's a fruit of that self-righteous spirit. You might not say it to them. Amen. You might even keep a straight face around them. But you can't wait till they get out of your presence. Because you're righteous. And you despise. You despise others that may not be on your level. Somebody say, help me, Holy Ghost. Say it like you mean it. Help me, Holy Ghost. Next verse. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you. I am not as other men. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not unjust. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not even like this publican. I fast on Wednesdays. I'm a tither. I tithe every week, every paycheck. The Pharisee. He wasn't fair, you see. How often we think we got it with God? Like the Pharisee. You might have been an adulterer. I don't know. I ain't no adulterer now. You might have been an extortioner. I ain't no extortioner now. Matter of fact, you ought to meet my neighbor. We compare. Only comparison we're to make is ourself to the Word. And you know what? God's not going to beat you down in the Word. Matter of fact, He will only give you, like babies, if you're a baby, He'll give you milk to drink. And let you know all the time it's going to be all right. But when you grow, when you really grow, and you learn the art and the purpose of suffering, and you learn to embrace your cross, and you start to understand how to die to yourself, He starts to feed you with some meat, real meat. You don't give a baby meat. It'll choke him. It could harm him. So, when you see me serving you a steak, and you don't want steak, know for a fact that you need some milk. You need something to eat. Amen. A lot of things just want to be made happy. Amen. Nothing wrong with being happy. It's a good thing to be happy. But it's not always God's plan for you to be in a season happy. Because it's when your spirit gets heavy that you really start to soul search, that you really, God really gets your attention about something. And it's not that it's evil or that God is angry with you. He just wants to mature you. He wants to change you and transform you. He said, you dwelt here long enough. Now wilderness, and go through that so I can take you into a greater promise. He's always working in your behalf. But if you tell a child, no, you can't have that chocolate. It's dinner time. They're mad. They no, I want my chocolate. They don't understand. It's dinner time. You got their best interest in mind. You can have a small piece of that chocolate after you eat your spinach. But a child, just want, you leave a child. Tell a child, when you take them in the store, get anything you want. What you want for dinner tonight? They'll probably go to the cereal aisle, the cookie aisle, candies. That's nothing wrong with that for a child. Because they have parents. They're going to see about them. But what about us adults? All we want is sweets. For the sweet. Sweet stuff. Well, I got a sweet tooth. Well, a sweet tooth or a sweet teeth? Nothing wrong with a little sweet here and there. But you understand what I mean? You need some green things. You need some fruits. You need some fiber. You need some... Your body's not functioning like that little baby. But Paul said, I fed you with milk. Talking to a Corinthian church. Gifted up to the neck with gifts, spiritual gifts. But carnal as all get out. Paul rebuked him. Let's continue reading in there, Luke 18. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now there's the publican. The Pharisee that's attending church all the time knows the word. Amen. The publican. Who's guilty, who's cheated people. Both of them in the temple. Think about it a moment. Why is earth and ashes proud? What do you have that God didn't give to you? Honestly, what? There is nothing we have that we didn't receive at the hand of God. Amen. Not one good gift, not anything, just even the strength to get up and open your eyes and put your feet on the floor is grace from Almighty God, the love of God. Come on, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. The fact that you have an appetite that you can eat. That you have strength in your body. That your mind is sound. Amen. All of this stuff is the great. Everybody ain't in their right mind. Some folk don't have an appetite. Got plenty of food, no appetite. Got a great big bed, but can't go to sleep. Oh, there are many of them today. Yeah, you snore like a Kodiak bear. Earthquake couldn't wake you up. That's your gift from God. Not the snoring, but the sleeping. The publican. You see, you and I, and you know what? I don't live in any type of defeated attitude. None of y'all can ever say that about me. In anything. I might not hit the mark all the time. I might miss it. Have to, you know, might not get it done right. But I don't live in a defeated attitude. The Word of God will keep you buoyant.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.